Yes, from the world's only floating studio, we bring you a show which exposes the truth, the lies and media manipulation, some reaction to the WikiLeaks dramas, and a big, big story the Western media has chosen to ignore.
Well, you would think a serial killer who has shot nearly 20 people would be making headlines in Europe, but according to this guest, the media reveals its racist side by ignoring a massive crime drama. Stay tuned to find out which European city we're talking about. Police are investigating a racially motivated sniper who's targeting immigrants and may have shot as many as 18 people whose only common link is the colour of their skin.
Joining us today to talk about this shocking incident and the lack of media coverage is Sukham Chandan from Sons of Malcolm Campaign Group. Sukham, which European city is in the grip of this nightmare?
It's in Malmo in Sweden.
And why aren't we hearing anything in the media about this?
I've been in touch with some of people on the ground in Malmo, some community activists and grassroots activists, and what they've said is these shootings have been going on for just over a year. 18 black people have been shot. Tragically, the first victim died, who was a woman. And the police have only made it be known public last week that they think it's racially motivated attempted murder, which it clearly has been. My conjecture is the Swedish authorities are very nervous about what's going on, because obviously this fits into this general European mood of anti-immigrant feeling.
Because it's not a sort of gun crime or drugs or gangsters. These people who are being shot in the back, men and women, have no criminal connections.
No. These are just you know, black citizens of Swedish citizens of Malmo. Interestingly, and perhaps alarmingly, the integration minister of Sweden went to Malmo a few days ago. This is not an integration issue. This is an issue of a white supremacist gunman or woman or a group of them attacking black people. And the Swedish authorities, up to very recently, accused local street gangs of carrying this out. But actually, some of these street gangs have actually united with the community in trying to track down who these white supremacists
Sweden
are.
Sweden has been in the news for something else, stopping Julian Assange of WikiLeaks from getting residency. The Swedish police are not looking at that. What you're talking about, they're looking at rape charges against Assange. What's exactly happening in Sweden at the moment?
I think what's happening in Sweden is connected to what's happening Europe-wide. You know, we've had Angela Merkel make some very alarming comments about German citizens from other national backgrounds. We have in Sweden, for the first time, a far-right party being represented in the parliament. We have the rise of the far-right across Europe. At the same time, I don't think, you know, with all due respect to the Jews of the 30s, black people in Europe today are not the Jews of the
30s. But there is a financial crisis.
There's a financial crisis. But we're not going to be, you know, transferred en masse. We are here to stay. We've won that battle many decades ago. So I think what's happening now is this racist reaction to a changing Europe and a changing world.
Well, tell us a little bit about Sons of Malcolm, this group that you work with and often talk about far-right extremists, well, in this city.
Sure. I mean, Sons of Malcolm, frankly, is just a small group of friends and I, are based around a website. And what the website really is focused on is exposing white supremacy and racism. As, you know, Muhammad Ali famously said, Vietnam never called me the N-word. You know, Iran, Russia, China, Brazil, they've never called me the P-word, so I've got no issue with them. I've got issue with white supremacy, which is a product of Western neocolonialism. And this is what Sons of Malcolm is really focusing on. And we in Sons of Malcolm believe that there's not enough focus on this manifestation of racism. So we're very concerned. So for example, Sons of Malcolm website has been one of the only websites in the English language that's talking about what's happening in Sweden.
What about local groups on the ground? Because I know there's a large Swedish-Iranian community there, and community leaders are very concerned themselves about these shootings.
Yeah, I mean, what I've heard from people on the ground is that they're concerned that the community hasn't been reacting strong enough to this. And I think that's part of the reason why the Swedish authorities have been keeping quiet about this until only last week, because they're concerned about what the reaction of the black communities will be.
Will you be showing them any solidarity? Is there anything that you intend to do over here to help the people over there?
I think this you know, talking about this on this program is in itself expression of solidarity. We have to raise this issue through all the media outlets that we can, and also say to our, you know, to our brothers and sisters in those communities, be vigilant, be prepared. And it's a great development that some of the street gangs have come to the aid of the community. Now, that's not an ideal situation, obviously, to have street gangs dealing with this. But in the situation, if you or I were in that community and, you know, we were being shot at, we would be happy for anyone's assistance, frankly.
If the police aren't doing anything.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for...